And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Oh, you didn't say Egg Tolo.
Oh, I didn't, did I?
Ah, oh, bollocks. That's all right, you can say it now.
Egg Tolo.
There you go. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is the 700th show. It's like we've never made it before. This is Freedom Fuel. Planet away! Listening to The New Waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a band called Freedom Fuel, Tony, all the way from Finland, Helsinki, garage pop rockers, as you saw there, and a track called Planet Away, which is off their latest release. You can find out more about them by their Bandcamp page, which is
freedomfuel.bandcamp.com.
It is Tony Warren, Paulie B and the internet. Neil, Simon Knott, are you listening? He can do it when he wants. He's fine. He turns it on, he turns it off. You know how it goes. If you're a first-time listener, you don't know who Simon Knott is. Well, you should have listened to more shows. We'll be playing something else off that album in the next... I'll say in the next few weeks, in the next month or... over the next month or two. We've got a backlog. We've got all these specials we've got to do. We've got all sorts going on. And we shouldn't forget... it is our 700th show, Tony.
It is.
You appear to have learned nothing.
Absolutely nothing, no.
But we are not the only people who have learned nothing, because it's time for the additional material section when I read out a joke or a poem, Tony. And if you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem, send me an email, typing your email Poetry Corner. However, we've had not one but two Comedy Suburbs this week, Tony, and I'm going to read them both out.
Excellent.
Here goes. So first up, this is from Iron Mike.
Yeah.
How do, Iron Mike? Thanks very much for this. He said, Gooper Gooper and Heg Tolo. Jokes have been in short supply recently, but here's one that should be right up Tony's street.
Okay.
What's the difference between a lentil and a chickpea?
Don't know.
I've never had a lentil on my chest.
Nice.
Have a good show, Iron Mike. Thanks very much, Iron Mike. Now, I'm not laughing out loud at that. I have heard it before, but it is a good one. You didn't get it, didn't you, Tony?
It's a good
one,
yes.
Yeah, you did, right. Okay, so that's from Iron Mike. Thank you very much, Iron Mike, and hopefully we will, well, at least I, maybe both of us, will be seeing you very soon. However... Heg Tolo, Tony, to Thomas Kaywood.
Okay.
Oh, you're not saying Heg Tolo.
Heg Tolo.
Yeah. I tell you, you're vacant. You're vacant right now.
I'm vacant. I'm coming off a 3-day migraine, so
of course you are.
I am a bit out of it.
But, forewarned is forearmed, Tony.
There you go.
There will be questions. So, Hectolo to Thomas Kaywood.
Hectolo.
There you are. He goes, Paul, here's a joke I heard the other day that I thought you and Tony might like. What's the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea?
Don't know.
Trump has never had a garbanzo bean on his face. Right, we'll get back to this in a minute. He follows up. Sorry that it's so US-centric, but thought it might amuse you. I started listening to Punky Radio a month or so ago and find it, as you guys might say, brilliant. Presumably that means Americans don't use the word brilliant.
Really?
Although maybe they just don't have any reason to right now. Anyway, because I went backwards through your shows all the way back to early last fall while doing some painting around the house. Bizarre to hear the story of Tony's horse unfolding in reverse chronological order. I've bought a few tracks so far, thanks to you guys, including Centurion Sect, Leadfoot Tea, and Gina and the Goons. I was a huge fan of UK bands like Subhumans, Culture Shock, and Citizen Fish growing up in San Diego. In Massachusetts these days, so I'm always happy to hear the stuff you play from Rumbar Records, some of which has been new to me, despite the fact that I live like a half hour from Boston. Best, Thomas Kaywood. Thank you, Thomas. Brilliant news for the bands we play, that our listeners are buying their stuff. That's the whole idea of it. Brilliant news that you got in touch with them. Brilliant that you've heard the story of Tony's horse in reverse, which I assume can only be an improvement. And also, what are the chances of two people sending us in a joke the same week and it both effectively being the same joke?
That's crazy.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd love to say we made this sort of thing up on this show, Tony, but it just happens to us, doesn't it?
We're nothing if not honest.
We are nothing. We've been a bit too brutally honest down the years on this show. Yeah. Anyway, in true Punky Radio style, Tony, this being our 700th show, and us being well known for, I think, the eclectic nature of our playlists, I'm now proud to present to you Sir Robert Orange Peel, of no known address, that's come via Metal Postcard Records, which I had the brilliant tagline, the best music from the Pacific Rim.
Nice.
Or something like that. And they're the ones that a few years back, we ended up doing a Cambodian special. You might know that. They came to our attention.
Yeah.
They specialise in weird stuff, but they've actually, not as a direct result of dealing with us, but certainly we have influenced them in some way. They've started getting just the weirdest music and sending it to us. And every once in a while, I play something. And I think this is the third track we've played by Sir Robert Orange Peel. Can't find out much about him. He's got a basic Facebook page. Do you want to have a go at that?
Facebook.com/Robert.Peel.
Facebook.com/ Sir Robert Orange Peel, Tony.
Ah.
I have a feeling that Robert Peel, the man who invented the police force, has probably got his own Facebook page. But anyway, yeah. So that's Tony 1, Poorly Beat and the Internet 1. The reason I'm playing this, Tony, it is nothing like what we normally play on this show. But when it started up, it reminded me, and I know this is an obscure reference, but it reminded me of an Alien Sex Fiend single called The Impossible Mission that was NME Single of the Week when it came out in, I believe, 1986.
Okay.
And I know that because I bought it, and I bought the NME that week and saw it was Single of the Week and thought, I'm the coolest bloke at school. Anyway, started hearing this, it reminded me of that, I thought, we're playing it. So here goes, Tony. This is Sir Robert Orange Peel. Turn that bloody racket down.
Robert Orange Peel. In German is Sir Robert Orange Peel. Say Robert Orange Peel. In Italian is
Dire Robert Arancia Buccia.
Sir Robert Orange Peel, in Spanish is
Sir Robert Cáscara de Naranja.
Sir Robert Orange Peel, in Swedish is
Sir Robert Apelsinskal.
Sir Robert Orange Peel, in Russian is
Sir Robert Apelsinovoy Korki.
Sir Robert Orange Peel, in Chinese is
罗伯特橙皮爵士.
Robert Orange Peel, in Japanese is
Sanobato Orange Peel.
Sir Robert Orange Peel, in Dutch is
Sir Robert Orange Peel.
The orange peel in Hindi is
Sarova Orange Peel.
Sir Robert Orange Peel in Polish is
Sir Robert Orange Peel.
You're listening to the Fuselies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sir Robert Orange Peel, and they're very bizarre. Turn that bloody racket down. You basically now know how to say Sir Robert Orange Peel in a number of different languages.
Mm.
Tony.
Yes.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Never.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Get in touch. We've got a few this week. I like our little pregnant pauses. I'll give it a try. There's another one. Right, I've got three this week. Nick Wambolt's been in touch.
Wambolt.
He says,
Hectolo Wambolt.
Congratulations on 700 episodes. Here's to 700 more.
I wish they wouldn't say that.
I really wish they wouldn't.
I wish they'd say things like, here's to 7 more.
Yeah. maybe another 50.
Yeah. Oh, you're optimistic that I'm going to see out the year, or you're planning on making it by yourself?
year at a time, that's what I like to think. Yeah, thanks, Nick.
I do kind of want to get to 1,000 now.
When would that be?
Just to wind up people that don't like us.
This is the 6 years.
Yeah. It means, well, that would fit in nicely because that would be, I'll be 55. That's my cutoff.
Right.
That's
well,
my cutoff.
I'll be 48.
Right, yeah, show off.
Could be worth it. It could work.
Yeah, could be them, don't you?
You never know. But hey, here's to at least another 10. Let's try.
Yeah, it. All right. Yeah. Let's go. Let's get to Easter.
Yes. Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Hectolo, Timo. I wonder what Hectolo is in German.
Hmm.
I think it's Hectolo.
It'll be Hectolo again, I should imagine.
Yeah. So you should make it up.
Exactly. Happy 700th show.
Thank you very much, Timo.
That must be somewhere around 4,000 plus songs I got the pleasure, usually, to listen to because of you two fabulous people. Thank you very much.
On the it's top, probably not far off that.
Yeah, well, we did obviously change. We started on 3 songs, didn't we? And we increased to 9, so I don't know. There's probably some kind of logarithmic algorithm for it, but I don't know.
There were too much rhythms going on there for me, Joe.
Definitely is. On the topic of Facebook birthday reminders, if I'm too thick to remember your birthday, I will not say happy birthday because Facebook tells me to. I have actually contemplated putting in a wrong date to see how many people fall for it.
I would.
Yeah, I'd fall for it. No problems. But thanks, Timo. I think... Yes.
Yeah, I actually, like, my as it was my birthday last week,
it was.
I actually think one of the best things about Facebook is your birthday. When people from all over the world that you might not know that well, but they obviously want you to say happy birthday back on their birthday, say happy birthday. And they make, and the ones that make an effort get a comment back, and it's brilliant. And last week, I consider myself blessed, Tony. I'll go as far as to say blessed, because I had over 250 people wish me a happy birthday without actually having to meet me.
Nice.
Great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a perfect storm.
It is. No, it is nice. I think it's a positive thing. It's one of the few positive things from social media. It's nice to have something with that venom in it.
Well, and I have to say, Timo, that if it wasn't for Facebook, I wouldn't know what anyone's birthday was.
That's true.
Be hopeless. They could all be making it up.
True. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike. Not you again.
I know.
It's not the same comment as someone else, is it?
He says, been a bit busy listening to album mixes for the last month. So I'm just catching up on episodes. Would love to support Apocalypse Babies and the Bleach Boys at the Duke's Arms. Heg Tolo, the Duke's Arms. It would be the pinnacle of Crash Induction's career so far. Make it happen, Paulie B.
They have set the bar low.
Blimey.
No, that would be a cracking gig. I am in talks.
Excellent.
But then I've been in talks with Steve at the Duke's Arms for 2 years about this now, so we'll sort some.
It might happen, who knows. But thanks for getting in touch, Mike.
And we're looking forward to getting the finished album as well.
Yes, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Right. And that's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I will never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle. I think we should play 2 songs in a row.
Okay.
And I think you should stay tuned for Danny Cleaver, who we will be talking about after we've heard these 2 songs. First up, Tony, a band we've played many times before, a band called The Cavemen, who are prolific New Zealand garage punk rockers via Slovenly Records sometimes, and before that, Dirty Water Records, but they seem to be via Slovenly now, although they might be on another, I don't know. They've got yet another EP out. Guess what? It's really good. So obviously, I should say that one of 5 EP releases from Slovenly, 2 of which we're playing this week, and the other 3 will feature probably the week after next. But anyway, Tony, what is the Cavemen's Bandcamp page?
TheCavemenNZ.bandcamp.com.
I love giving you a clue. Yes, it is. It's thecavemennz.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paulie the Internet 1, and Tony, do you know what?
What's that?
Baby, I'd do it for you.
Mighty Berserker.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Danny Cleaver and a track called Dare Say We Don't Care. Now, you've got trouble here. What is Danny Cleaver's Bandcamp page?
DannyCleaverBand.bandcamp.com.
GrievousAngles.bandcamp.com. GrievousAngles, G-R-I-E-V-O-U-S, Angles, A-N-G-L-E-S.bandcamp.com. The reason for that is Grievous Angles, I think, is the label or the project that he had going, and now he's kind of doing stuff as Danny Cleaver, but he's one of these kind of one-man band project type things that just brings out really good stuff, as you've just heard. And at the moment, he's called Danny Cleaver, which is probably his real name, but who knows?
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, that does make it poorly be on the internet too, Tony too. So far so good, I think.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and thank you very much for sending us that, Danny Cleaver. He sent us that direct. It didn't come by a label, it's via the man himself. Thanks very much, Danny. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I had an odd couple of days.
Have you?
Work generally, but I had a Friday off because I say I had a migraine. And then band practice Saturday.
And how did that go?
Not great, because I had a migraine. I did leave a bit confused. Astrid said to me afterwards, "What are you looking a bit glum?" And I thought, "Well, I kept fucking everything up." I got home and had another headache. So I think I just never stopped having a headache. And then Sunday I was in bed all day. So, and today's Monday. So it's been a bit all over the place. Back at work, not quite with it.
So do you think work stress brought it on?
I think it's work and back. I've got always a bad back, and I'm prone to migraines, especially when it gets lighter. I'm very strange. But when the seasons change, I get a lot of headaches. Either that or I'm dying. I don't know which, but we'll know by next week. If I'm not dead, it's probably just a headache.
I think it would be a good idea for you to do what the PGA Golf Tour does. The PGA Golf Tour follows the seasons, so it's always the right sort of weather for golf around the United States. And I think you could do something similar. So if you don't like things when it gets light, if it suddenly starts getting lighter, I think you need to get 3 or 4 houses around the world so you can live in perpetual darkness.
I like the way you think.
I know, it's all right, isn't it? You could be the direct opposite of the PGA Golf Tour.
I'd be like Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'll take that. What did you get up to last week?
I had a right old time of it. So I didn't think I was going to be doing very much, as I mentioned last week, and then something happened. I went to the Bread and Beer for a pizza on my birthday. That was what I said I was going to do, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what I did do. That was Tuesday night. Wednesday, I thought, I wonder what I'll do the rest of the week. And then I got a message from a bloke saying, do you fancy going to do a gig in Romania on Saturday? And I went, do I?
Nice.
So on Friday morning, I suddenly found myself flying to Bucharest from Luton Airport, Tony. I've always wanted to go to Bucharest. Bucharest is one of those things that, one of those places that, for me, it's one of those kind of Cold War spying capital type places that I've always been fascinated by. So anyway, I got there, because I was there for 2 days. So I got there on the Friday, and from the airport, you know what I did? You know what I'm like at airports, so I don't like to do what everyone else does. So I got a bus.
Right.
They said, get a cab, it'll be this much. Well, I'm not doing that, I'll get a bus, I've got time. So I got a bus from the airport into town and worked out that actually there was a stop that was only a couple of minutes walk from the hotel. It was perfect, and it cost me just over £1. And I had a brilliant view. And Bucharest is very flat, and it means you see a lot of it on the way in, so it's great. I had this bus was almost like a sort of guided tour in itself, absolutely brilliant. Checked into the hotel was brilliant, asked receptionist where I should go for dinner. She suggested somewhere, I went there, total tourist rip off. I reckon her dad probably owns a restaurant, but anyway.
Okay.
After that, and I had what appeared to be mashed potato and poo, which seems to be the Romanian national dish. They called it something else, but it was nice. Anyway, then after that, I thought I ought to get back into a budget scenario. I mean, I'll say rip-off, it's only about £15. But Bucharest is a very cheap city. So I then went to some bars I'd looked up online, including a bar called 1974, Tony, which isn't called that. It's actually called the remaining four. It's something like Nifsky Snifnish or something.
Right.
But it's 1974. And very handily, it's opposite a bar called Bastards. And everyone knows where Bastards is, and Bastards is spelt Bastards. So if you get a bit lost, you go, excuse me, where's Bastards? Go, it's down there, you're brilliant. And you know 1974 is across the road. 1974 was advertised as being a bar that plays punk and new wave and stuff, and it's real proper and it's cheap and everything. I walked in to hear them playing The Cramps, What's Inside a Girl, and went, I'm home. This is amazing. I went up to the bar all excited. I'm singing the songs. I went up, it's fairly busy. I went up, I ordered a beer, and I'd heard everyone said to me, oh, Romanians are really friendly, they're brilliant, it's fantastic. I went up going, oh wow, this is so brilliant, it's my first time here, I've walked in this bar and this is playing, and anyway, I'll have a beer please. And said, what beer do you want? I went, I don't know, something Romanian. They gave me something Romanian and they said that'll be the equivalent of just under €2, because it's lei, the Hungarian currency is lei. What's a man got to do to get a lei around here? But anyway, it was like 9 lei or something, 8 lei, it wasn't very much. And I went, oh, that's brilliant, thank you very much. And then nothing. Nobody talked to me at all, nothing. Yeah. So I just went and sat in the corner listening to great music for a bit. Went around a load of other bars that night, including one called District 42, which had been recommended to me by the bloke that ran the gig, which he described as being kind of like, he said, it's like a cross between, it's like a steampunk sort of Mad Max meets Blade Runner. Ooh. And I can only assume that he hasn't seen Mad Max or Blade Runner. Because right. What it actually is overpriced nonsense with some shit stuck on the wall like you used to get. Anywhere you go in the world, you'll find an Irish bar.
Yeah.
And when you go to the Irish bar, it'll be called Paddy McGinty's Pint or something.
Sure.
And you walk in, and it's got wheelbarrows stuck to the wall and road signs saying Dublin 400 miles, and it. That's what happens. Right. This was the steampunk equivalent of that, but it was kind of posh as well. It had chandeliers and stuff, and you can tell it was one of those places where people go to be seen.
Right.
But anyway, the guy who booked the gig is called Jeff, and Jeff had said to me, look, if you walk in and say to any of the bar staff, English Jeff has sent me, they'll give you a guided tour. Going, okay. So I walked in, see all this thing, and it is an interesting place. And I went, oh, hi there. English Jeff sent me and he said you might give me a guided tour, and this bloke said, I've got no idea who that man is, but I'll show you around anyway. So effectively English Jeff was right.
True.
It didn't matter, you know, I got the tour, so that was cool. Anyway, went out, then I went to where the gig was, a place called Mojo's, introduced myself to them, had a good old time, went back to the hotel, crashed out, had a brilliant sleep actually, woke up relatively early, had a whole day around Bucharest the next day. I actually got up and did proper sightseeing, Tony. And I did everything. I went all over the old town, I went to where the biggest building in Budapest is by this park, and I also went up to where President Ceausescu had made his last ever speech in, I think, 1989, when he spoke to an assembled throng of thousands and thousands of people trying to bring the country together, not realising that they'd all gathered to start a revolution. It really backfired on him quite massively. And the next day, he fled that place from a helicopter from the rooftop. It's a very iconic building.
Okay.
So I did all this stuff. Then I went to the gig that night, and you know what? It was brilliant. I had a fantastic time. And I was on with Mark Mayer, who I've worked with a lot down the years, and an Irish comic I've never met before called Aideen McQueen. Now, Aideen sounds a bit like Nadine, and when she said, hello, I'm Aideen, I went, oh, Aideen, honey, is that you? Oh, Aideen. And I got completely carried away. And she said, I've got no idea what you're singing. And she's younger, isn't she? She's younger. She's no fan of Chuck Berry. She didn't know Chuck Berry. It's Nadine, by the way. Right, so anyway, but anyway, that was all fine. Had a fantastic night. Got up early the next morning to get a taxi back to the airport, got back to the airport, where I ended up on the plane, because me and the other two acts, we weren't, we hadn't been booked at the same time. But anyway, it just happened that she was sat next to me on the plane. I was at the window seat, she had the middle seat, and she was sat next to me. She sits down, And I start laughing to her about when we went to Chicago and me not knowing that you have previously been a nervous flyer, whether you are now or not, I don't know, but you've had issues with being a nervous flyer in the past.
Hmm.
And told about what I'd said to you and how it had made you feel worse when I said, oh, you know what, you don't want to be sat next to me on a plane because I fly so often. Every time I get on a plane, it increases the chances of me being a statistic. And then I noticed how she'd gone a bit grey and was shaking. She's a really nervous flyer. Completely messed her life up. Anyway, when we came in to land, and should we ever fly again, Tony, I will do this with you. As we started our descent into Luton Airport, a terrifying enough project without a prospect without being on a plane, I said to her, would you like me to hold your hand? And she said, yeah, if you wouldn't mind. And Tony, she gripped that thing like you wouldn't believe. We landed safely. She said, thanks. I said, you're welcome. And I thought, if only I'd done that with you, Tony.
Yeah, that would have helped.
I should have just held your hand.
See, I'm not
a comfort.
I'm not a problem with the landing.
Oh, haven't you?
It's just the being up there.
Right.
I have a very strange fear of flying. I don't mind it going up, and I don't mind it coming down. Because if it's coming down, it's ending. Apart from, obviously, if it's coming down early.
And a bit quickly into just off Guernsey.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, landing I'm all right because it's the relief it's going to be over.
Right. I'm surprised at that because the bit in the middle is the bit when you don't really know you're flying. You're just in a thing, aren't you?
It's by all intents and purposes the safest bit of the flying, but that's the bit that scares. But that's why it's a fear of flying, isn't it? Yeah.
You, Tony, are a winged enigma.
I am.
Right. Let's play a song, shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is the From the Vault section of the show. If you are listening for the first time, it's when we play something we either played before or is an old song. And this is no exception. This is from the Cherry Red compilation, Big Gold Dreams, that we've been featuring, which is an extensive compilation of Scottish independent punk and new wave music from 1979 to about 1991. And it's absolutely brilliant. We played a load off it. And I was really pleased to see that there's one of the bands featured on it, our Fire Exit, arguably our favourite Scottish punk band, and the band that have done the legendary Wheelchair Out of Control, which is still one of my favourite songs ever. And I do sing it to myself at largely inappropriate moments. But anyway, we're going to play a Fire Exit track from this. cherryred.co.uk to find out about the CD. Fire Exit have a Bandcamp page. They're still going. They started in 1977. They're still going. And hello to lead singer Geriatric, by the way. What is Fire Exit's Bandcamp page?
fireexit.bandcamp.com.
fireexitpunkrock.bandcamp.com. Poi being set 3, Tony 2. This is Time Wall.
Yeah.
listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Fire Exit, Time Wall, marvellous. Get Big Gold Dreams and follow Fire Exit, and do have a listen to Wheelchair Out of Control at some point. Right, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
700 shows.
Maybe can I get another 10? Yes, thank you for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play, is it a country the Apocalypse Babies could maybe travel to, not by plane? Get in touch, let me know.
Mate, if there's one band in the world that only belongs in a van, it's the Apocalypse Babies.
Exactly. We're fine in a van. Porn Scars have been in touch.
Hello, Porn Scars.
Yeah, and they say, Heg Tolo, Brother Tony.
Heg Tolo to all of you.
There you go, so the German is Hug Tolo. Reporting. I might have been a bit too late with this one, but here goes anyway, you're never too late. Porn Scars, this Friday, the 15th of Feb, at Tommy House in Berlin. They're on first supporting Tildin, Dirty Immigrant Punk Rock and Roll from Berlin. And Spieletech.
And who, sorry?
Spieletech.
Right.
Punk and hardcore from New Zealand, based in Berlin. Entries between 5 and 8 euros, pay what you want. Doors at 9.
I had an audio double take then and thought you'd said entry between 5 and 8 year olds.
No.
What, you just got one each side, you got to fight your way past them.
That's right. Yeah, so yeah, if you're in the Berlin area, do check them out, Porn Scars. And Porn Scars, if you're listening, you know what? It'd be nice to play in Berlin at some point, you know?
We need to go to Berlin,
if only
we?
I had a band that was willing to travel. Oh, no, yeah, I do.
We need to go to Berlin, Tony.
Yeah, I'd love to go back.
I'll fly there. I'll meet you there.
Oh, I'm not getting a van. I'm driving.
Yeah.
I'll take the band. Yeah, if you're up for Porn Scars, do let me know. Summertime in Berlin would be very nice.
Sounds like a brilliant idea.
Doesn't it? And that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
700.
Always looking for gigs.
Always looking.
Always looking.
Let's play two songs in a row.
Okay.
Stay tuned for The Anomalies, Tony.
Okay.
First up, Blowfuse, Barcelona indie punk. Big, I say Spanish band, big Catalonian band playing around Spain right now. And this is brand new as well. What is Blowfuse's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Blowfuse Spain.
Facebook.com/Blowfuse. BLOWFUSE. Poorly be internet for Tony 2. And rather bizarrely, I'd have thought this would have been called Angry Juan. But it's not. This is Blowfuse, Angry John.
By his rights, got dirty king every situation. He's got some serious
the smartest peanut in the turd.
Listening to Lounzotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Anomalies and a track called Fire in the Hole. They are Amsterdam garage punk legends, Tony, that I actually thought I was going to see way back in 2010 in Sardinia, but they ended up not playing at the garage punk music festival that I went to, that will stay burnt into my head for the rest of my life because it was such a brilliant time. They are one of the second band we're playing this week that have a new EP out on Slovenly Records. What is The Anomalies Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Anomalies Band.
Facebook.com/The.Anomalies. And Anomalies is spelled, you know, I don't really understand bands that don't use the correct pluralization of a word like this, but it's The. So facebook.com/the.anomalies. Anomalies is spelled A-N-O-M-A-L-Y-S rather than A-N-O-M-A-L-I-E-S. Why would anybody do that, Tony?
I don't know. Weird, isn't it? Maybe it's an artistic thing that I just don't understand.
Anyway, it does mean it's poorly the internet for Tony too. Now, are you doing anything this week?
It's my birthday.
What day is your birthday then?
Saturday.
Ha ha! I don't need Facebook to remind me.
2 days after Valentine's Day every year. Right. Yeah, so but not a great deal. I think I'm band practice Saturday, so that's so I get to have a bit of a jam on my birthday, which is nice. And probably go out with Steph for the day, but that's about it. Not a great deal. Just looking forward to a rest because I'm apparently Mr. Headache Boy for the rest of the week. But right. Apart from that, not a lot. What are you up to?
Well, on Thursday, my mates Graham and Caroline are coming down from Newcastle. And they're coming down to see me, but not just me, because at night we're going out to see legendary 90s indie post-Britpop electronic chart busters, Space.
Ah.
Yeah, as in the female of the species is more deadlier than the male. Them. But that's not one of my favourite songs of theirs. I'm really hoping they play a song called Mr. Psycho, which is actually my favourite. I'm also hoping that they play a song that's relatively recent in terms of Space, because they did get back together a few years ago, called Fortune Teller, which I am hoping we'll get the chance to play on the show. You never know. It's a relatively small venue. They're playing the South Bank, Tony.
Okay.
On wow. Friar Lane, yeah, it's advertised as an alternative Valentine's special. And what better way to thoroughly enjoy an alternative Valentine's special than go and see a band called Space as the gooseberry to a couple enjoying their Valentine's Day?
Mm.
Perfect. I say gooseberry, I don't think it'll be threes up. And yes, I'm very much looking forward to that. And that is pretty much my ambition this week, is to do that on Thursday. However, recent events dictate that something else might have happened by the end of the week.
Right.
Who knows? Anyway, that's the plan. All right. So we're going to play another song now by some Swedish rockers called Marvel. But I've spelled it Marvel, so you have to put that umlaut thing on the A, all right, when you do the thing.
Sure.
All right. So they're spelled M-A-umlaut, R-V-E-L, Marvel. and I really like them because they're a good rocking Swedish band, kind of heavy rock, I suppose, band. But at present, on I think the first Friday of each month, they're bringing out what they're calling a guilty pleasure, and they're doing a cover version of one of their favourite songs. And we've already played one by them a month or so ago. Now we're going to play another one, and I don't have a lot of information about. I can't remember the name of the band. It might be called Monster Magnet.
It's Monster Magnet, isn't it? Yeah.
It is Monster Magnet. So you know this song,
yeah? Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, you do? Right, yeah, because
yeah,
I've
heard this song before.
That.
Yeah, this one. Well, I know a few Monster Magnet tracks, and this is the one of the big ones I remember. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, so this is a big. Well, you can probably tell me more about this than I can tell you. So anyway, this is a Monster Magnet track. Now I am completely unfamiliar with Monster Magnet, Tony.
Okay.
But you're not.
No, I don't know much about them. I had a lot of friends who were into that kind of like dirty rock kind of stuff, like Caius and thing, a Monster Magnet came along with that. I think they're from New Jersey, but it's Dave, the singer's called Dave, and this is a great song. But so, I don't know.
Do you even know the singer's called Dave?
Called Dave. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I think so.
All right, then. He's almost St. Albans, is he? Right. What is Marvel's website?
Marvelband.com?
It's marvel.nu. Now, why is that? Have we been through this?
This is a Swedish thing, isn't it, or something?
Yeah, but we don't know why, do we?
It's something to do with they have the word new in their language. It's not from there, but they've adopted it. I can't remember. It was something like that. The new wasn't really a place. They used it as a phrase or something.
Right, okay.
I can't remember.
You're ever so good in this section. Right, anyway, that does make it, sadly, I believe. We did the anomalies, didn't we? That's probably been Internet 6, Tony, too.
Yeah, I think so. That's about right.
It's a thrashing. I thought it was going to be close this week. Anyway, haha. This is... Oh, why don't you introduce it, Tony? You know the band.
This is Power Trip.
I'm never gonna work.
listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Marvel and Power Trip, which you knew a lot more than I did. You see, I know a lot about music before that and quite a lot about music after that. But that middle bit, if you're saying it was kind of end of the 90s.
Yeah, definitely.
End of the 90s, start of the noughties. Quite a lot of it's passed me by.
Good band. Good band.
You must be busy doing something. Now then, have you got a twat?
I do.
In that case, let's hear this top track. Cheers, knees.
Cheers, knees.
Is that what we settled on?
I don't know. Please, knees. It's some dirty knees.
Dirty knees.
Dirty knees.
Dirty knees.
Dirty knees.
Dirty knees. All right.
Thanks for your twats. If you have a twat to nominate, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, ooh, where are they from, and reason. It is that simple, or twats need with thanks. Every twat responded to, can't play the theme tune without the twat. Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint. I'm glad that we're hearing from Sussex Saint this week, one of our favourite listeners, and definitely one of our favourite contributors.
So he's this came
and
through.
And he's kept it in the family.
He has. This has came through relatively last minute. He's writing from a lay by on the A27. It's a lovely road. It's a lovely road. It's been a traumatic couple of weeks for Cardiff Football Club, as most people will know, because a player called Emilio Sala was due to join them, and tragically his plane crashed en route to Cardiff, killing him and the pilot. Thankfully, his body has been recovered, although the pilot is still missing. However, when Cardiff played Southampton last week, two of the most mindless twats in the world, presumably Southampton fans, thought it was hilarious to make airplane gestures to the Cardiff fans. It's lucky they didn't get lynched, although that would have been too good for them. So for bringing human decency into dispute, I would nominate the two imbeciles from Southampton as twats. Sussex Saint.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I mean, in terms of... I don't really like using the word banter, but in terms of what happens on football terraces, stuff like that, I mean, you can't say it's funny, but you're almost expecting the opposition fans to react to anything that's happened to your team. I'm amazed it was only two of them.
It's always been no holds barred, isn't it?
They are twats, yeah. But yeah. I would actually go further and say that Nantes, the club that he was flying from, are twats, because they're insisting on the whole 15 million that it cost to buy him, when I think they haven't got the money and Cardiff haven't got the player, so there's compromise, which is Cardiff throw them 7.5 million quid and we all call it quits. I will also say, just before we do this twat, that it's a good job. Well, it's not a good job. It's actually sad that the person they found on the plane was the player and not the pilot, because it was the player's family that were paying for the search. So now the pilot goes unfound. And as a footnote to this story, Tony, I can exclusively reveal a connection, a personal connection to this terrible incident, which is the pilot on the ill-fated plane that crashed off the coast of Guernsey is in fact, or was in fact, I should say, the husband of the woman that cuts my Auntie Jill's hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Quite amazing. Quite amazing. Anyway, go for it.
Okay. So, for the slightly out of order, or well out of order gestures at the Cardiff-Southampton match, the two fans in the audience, or in the crowd rather.
In the audience, you tell you don't watch a lot of football.
Isn't it just? The two in the stadium.
Is a twat. Yeah, they are. Yeah. And so are Nantes.
Yeah, I think they even demanded the money while they were still searching for the body, weren't they? It's all a bit out of
really
order.
Really out of order.
Yeah.
Massively. All right, one last track this week, Tony. Okay. And I thought it would be fitting on our 700th show that we should play a band that had a connection to at least one of us. And I thought of the various bands we could play, and then I remembered that last week I promised you that we would have an Apocalypse Babies track, so we're going to do that.
Excellent.
And then I thought, I'll have a listen to it through the new album again and see whether there's a track that's fitting. And the track that I think is fitting is the last track on the album, which I think is perfect to be the last track to the end of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk us through it?
It's a great song.
The album Wrong Side of the Law came out late last December. It's a great album, it's a great band, and they always seem to end with a slightly out of order or comical song. Both albums I've got have been a really good last track, but this one's pretty good. Have It Beers I Drink Last Night, great song.
Yeah, it is, and it's really fitting, I think, as well. It's extremely fitting for the end of this show and for everything we've got up to down the years. Hello to the rest of Apocalypse Babies. Hello to Asterix in particular, who I've known for a very, very long time. And of course, in case people hadn't noticed, you are now their lead guitar player.
I am.
You are. The only problem I've got, Tony, is their name. Apocalypse Babies, which is Apocalypse, spelled correctly, Babies, B-A-B-Y-S. Now, you think that's artistic, do you?
I see no reason for it. It must be an artistic choice, surely.
Nah. I think Asterix is a bit thick. Right, absolutely brilliant band, and you're going to love this. Their website is, of course,
apocalypsebabies.co.uk,
which takes you straight to their Facebook page.
It does, yeah.
It does make it Tony 3, Paulie B on the internet 6, ha ha ha, Simon Knott, maybe we got a point. And this is How Many Beers Did I Drink Last Night?
How many beers did I drink last night? How many beers did I sink last night? How many beers did I have? 'Cause this morning I'm feeling pretty bad. How many beers did I drink last night? I've been drinking like a maniac, been drinking like a fish. Stuck at home and fried apricot, it's been 3 weeks in the fridge. Then try to fire up my cigarette, I set my face alight.
The Apocalypse Babies and How Many Beers Did I Drink Last Night. Quite fitting as well, Tony, because I think this week's music has been a heady cocktail, Tony. A heady cocktail. Maybe you could mention absolutely every way you can listen to this show.
You can find us on Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra. That's RadioAndra.se. You can find us on your Alexa device if you have such a thing. Go to the Alexa store, download the Punky Radio skill, and you can command it with your mouth. You can find us on Spotify if you are young and hip and down with it and all that. You can open the Spotify, go to the podcast, search Punk Radio. We'll be at the top because that's how it works.
Yes.
Apart from that, you can download us at punkradio.com or in your favourite podcatcher software.
And iTunes, did you mention iTunes?
We're on iTunes as well.
We're on iTunes as well, yeah. There's all sorts of ways you can listen to us. Look, I have to say that in the main, we have really enjoyed bringing Punky Radio to you for the last, what, 14 years?
14 years in July.
Yeah, 14 years in July, so 13 and a half years. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for listening. Please do download and buy and get the stuff from the bands that we play. That's the reason we make this. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.